Guys, welcome to Dead Wax.
Yay!
Oh, man. We got Tiny Habits on the show today. Sinya Khan, Maya Ray, Judah Maiowa. We're going to talk about vocal arranging.
Yes! Wow.
This is very exciting because we're going to break down how you guys arrange a song. You're three of my favorite singers on the planet.
Oh,
we've worked together in many different formats, and now we're talking about
working. Remind me your name again.
Who are you?
Wow. My name's Ryan. Nice to meet you guys. Tiny Habits is a folk pop group formed in Boston in 2022. The trio consists of Berklee College of Music grads.
Oh boy, smarty
pants. Sinya, Maya, Judah. Hey-o. Their first EP, Tiny Things, was released in April 2023. Their debut album, All for Something, was released May 24th, 2024. They have collaborated with a variety of artists, including Mark Ronson, J.P. Sachs, and Holly Humberstone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Stories. And they have also featured on tracks with Kacey Musgraves. Yes.
Love her.
My queen.
Love her.
Wild. Okay, cool. So I have given you guys an assignment.
Mm-hmm.
I've given you guys an assignment. We're first going to listen to Don't Think Twice, It's All Right, one of the greatest songs ever written, no pressure.
Yeah. Okay.
And then you guys in the car on the way over here have started to cobble together some semblance of an arrangement, but we're going to try to capture this in real time, how you guys actually go about arranging
Stumbling
a song together.
Through it, yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Great. So why don't we first listen to this song.
Here it is. Don't think twice.
Let's do it.
Look out your window and I'll be gone. You're the reason I'm traveling on. But don't think twice. It's all right.
Wow.
Wow.
I mean, talk about a combination of one of the greatest songs, performances, and recordings.
Crazy.
Oh, Bob.
That was just captured in the perfect way.
You know what I heard this time that I don't usually hear is the swooping of the harmonica.
It's crazy.
Swooping, which just like ups and downs, and they just like it just feels like just ripping your heart out. It's
crazy.
So good.
It's
you know
crazy.
The first recordings Bob Dylan made was as a sideman harmonica player.
Really?
So there's like if you go down the rabbit hole, you can hear Bob Dylan is just like a session harmonica guy, which kind of adds like
good.
Wow.
A new lens to him playing harmonica and his music, because like that was his kind of his shit.
I wonder how many he had, like how many different keys.
How many different harmonicas?
Yeah.
Did he have all 12?
Does he have a bass harmonica?
I hope so.
I highly doubt he has a bass harmonica.
So when you guys hear that song, where do you even start? How do you start? Like, what's the first thing?
I think we pick what section we'll do.
We will do that.
If we're not doing the full song, which
because
we
didn't. Because typically, most of what you guys have done on Instagram is like a verse chorus.
Yeah.
That's like the typical length of video is what, like a minute?
Yeah. Maybe even less.
And how do you choose a section? Like what matters when you're thinking about what section to start with?
Well, what's the easiest to learn?
Sometimes,
So like with this one, which section did you, and by the way, was the car the first time? Like the car on the way over, is that the first time you guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of.
And I actually wasn't
Maya
in the car.
Wasn't even in the car.
I wasn't with them.
We're
so
like, Maya,
we actually haven't really sung the same.
Okay, this is perfect.
Yeah.
This is exactly what we want.
Yeah. We did the first verse and chorus.
First verse and chorus.
Which actually now I regret because the best lines are like towards the end of the song, but it's fine. Well,
I mean, it's all pretty much, we could just shift it over.
So what do you got so far? Like, what's your first verse?
Let's see.
Should we try it?
So we'll typically, when you're sitting down to arrange, will one of you have an instrument?
Yeah. Not
sometimes.
Always. Honestly, recently, I feel like we've been doing a lot of acapella stuff.
Yeah, we have.
But one of us will be playing guitar usually.
Okay.
We'll kind of initially decide, like, okay, who will take the melody?
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll kind of branch off from there. But then sometimes in some arrangements, we'll like decide to invert and then like we'll kind of switch who's taking the melody and who's taking what harmony part. It's just like switch it up.
Love it.
But
you
start with a melody.
Well, like that's like we'll be like, okay, who's taking that?
Yeah. Or sometimes not even like consciously. Someone will just kind of start singing it and someone will just have been singing the melody. And
Okay. So who's taking the melody for this one?
Maya's
going to take the melody. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Is there one person who will typically take the melody, or do you think it's completely even
It'll probably be either Maya or Sinya, but probably more Sinya if she's playing guitar.
It's often me.
Yeah.
Because you're playing guitar, it's easiest to... Okay.
Yeah.
And do you harmonically I mean, you all went, you know, you're smarty pants as you went to Berklee College of Music. Like, do you just know the harmony in your heads, or do you sit down and figure it out first on an instrument?
We don't know anything.
We don't know anything.
We really don't. That's
I'm calling bullshit.
Well, yeah. I feel like a lot of it, we just really use our ears.
We definitely don't sit down and like, okay, and plan it out.
So like, you couldn't tell me the changes for the song right
now. Yeah, I probably could.
You guys okay.
could. Well, you definitely
could. I could whip it out.
But okay. It's just like with numbers, you could be like 1/4.
But that's, but the point is like, you're not marching through a pre-existing harmonic structure. You're starting with like the singing and the melody and totally. Like how it feels. Yeah. Okay.
And
got
sometimes
it.
We like end up, because we don't know anything, we like end up reharming it.
Totally. Okay.
And someone's like, wow, I love this reharm. And we're like,
it's
just like what you guys wanted to say.
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. Accidental reharm.
Yeah. Exactly.
Cool. That was the other potential name for the band. You guys went with Tiny Habits.
Accidental reharm.
What about key? Do you guys spend time like finding a key, or do you typically just sing it in whatever key it was in?
Sometimes the same. Sometimes we'll have arranged the whole thing in a one key and be recording like 15 videos and it's not working. And then we're like, how about a half step up?
And then we change.
And then the first video in that new key is like the one that
way
we can
better.
Use.
Yeah. And sometimes it's just the difference of a half step that locks it into place.
Why
that's a cool insight.
Because it fits better in your voices?
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah. Okay. Or just like rings out better.
Yeah.
Oh,
sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think also maybe like the excitement of a new key too, probably.
Yeah,
like, we sing it.
There's something psychological there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it feels different.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Okay, great. So, wait, we have
more questions.
Yeah, go ahead.
do you guys have perfect pitch?
Judah does.
You have perfect pitch.
Yes.
Okay. Should we explain
what perfect pitch is to the kids?
What is perfect pitch?
Well,
what's it like to be you?
It's the most annoying thing in the world. I'm kidding. No, it's just knowing exactly what key signature, what note you're singing or playing or hearing.
And can you hear? So my understanding, I don't have perfect pitch. My understanding of perfect pitch is it's the ability to recognize pitches like we would recognize colors.
Like this.
Yes.
What note is that?
That's a B.
You don't have to think about it.
So,
you just automatically know.
I hate that. Like that makes sense. Like, I have really good relative pitch, but I am not zero perfect. Like I don't understand how that even works.
Well, Judah, and you see color too, right? So
I have.
Oh, you're
when
synesthetic.
He hears keys,
this is a very
colors.
Annoying thing to talk about because I remember like being in middle school and high school, and I was like, shut up. But I do have. It does help me with in terms of recognizing keys, like being able to see the color of the key.
What color is this?
It's I don't know, like yellow. No one can really see it.
Do you have a sense of yellow when you
yellow.
Hear that?
Yeah.
Okay. Do notes? Is it individual notes that have colors or keys or?
It's more of the individual notes, like the key signature overall. Like let's say A major, is one color.
What color is A?
Like sky blue.
Okay.
That makes sense.
What color is B?
I actually hear that.
B is like a royal blue, like maybe like a night blue.
Wow.
Interesting.
You could just be making all of it up. Maybe
I really could.
I wonder if there's any commonality between people with synesthesia.
Like it's all the same for
yeah.
And perfect.
Same color. Well, it's cool that I think it's honestly cooler when, like. Because it also, it's not even just like keys, it's like days of the week have a color.
Whoa.
Numbers have a color.
Really? What color?
I used to feel that way about folders for school.
Sinia's like.
A light brown.
Okay, let's edit this section out of the podcast.
What color?
And also, Ryan, you're fired.
You're fucking good.
No, way.
We're not allowed to talk about color?
It changes through the season.
Right. When you're not allowed to talk about colors, guys,
on the season.
Come on.
So when you experience color, is it coming into your eyes, or are you getting
okay? This is the section we have to edit out.
I'm trying to understand. I don't know what it means to feel color when you hear a sound.
Think about the color red. You don't have to you don't have to close your eyes to know what red looks like.
Yes.
You know what it looks like.
Yes,
it's an immediate thing.
It's a feeling.
Okay, does your sense of perfect pitch extend to like semitones? Can you hear a difference between A440 and A442?
Hell no, I'm not. I can't do that.
Because Jacob Collier, famous perfect pitch guy, his perfect pitch. I mean, he can hear things down to right the scent.
Dude, that's crazy. Yeah,
and
see, that's crazy.
The fucked up thing. So a lot of people with perfect pitch, if they're playing a piano that's slightly out of tune, it drives them crazy because they're
to
like,
me,
this is wrong.
That's
this is wrong.
Crazy because I love that shit. Yeah. I love when it's like detuned. Like yeah. songs that are detuned is so like. They're so cool.
Okay, so one other question about perfect pitch, and then we can get into the arrangement. When you change key, when you go up a half step, do you have to transpose it in your head, and does that fuck with you, or does that actually just like come naturally because you're not thinking about the notes that you're singing anyway?
I'm literally not thinking about it.
You're not thinking about it. No. Okay. I met one singer once who hated transposing when they were singing a cappella because they had to literally. Exactly. Whoa. Like they had to, like a horn player or a pianist, they had
That's
to transpose
so
for their vocal cords. And so they were like thinking in real time as they were singing instead of just. But anyway, maybe that's like if the part is particularly.
Okay, yeah. So to refocus, step one, choose the part of the song. Yeah. Step two, choose who's singing lead.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Step three, we're not really thinking about key yet. Wait. So then what? You'll sit down and...
Yeah, can we hear what it sounds like if you just going. Like...
Then we just start.
Yeah.
So let's see it.
So where do you start?
Yeah.
They were like, should we do unison here and then split off here and then...
Well, that's
most
cool.
of the time we start with unison.
Okay. Yeah. If we do that in this, well, I guess we're going to.
I don't know the words. But it ain't no use to sit and
wonder why. What's the next word? When you know right now. And it ain't no use to sit and wonder why. What's the next word? It's a
personal. There you go.
Oh, there's the words.
Thank you. While the rooster crows at the break of dawn, look out your window and I'll be gone.
Oh.
You're the reason I'm traveling on, but don't think twice, it's all right. So, okay, that was crazy.
Okay, so sometimes there's unison, sometimes you guys are breaking up.
Yeah. So we're like, okay, cool, like it could be cool if we start the song in unison and then like break into three part on like the last word of the line
and then come back together for
and we kind of like to do like you know
where I think we're like with that we're trying to find a way to like like to appreciate the harmony and like the unison and like, I guess try to be tasteful because I mean we could just sing the whole thing
in three
in
part.
Harmony and it'd be fine.
When I first saw you guys, it was at Hotel Cafe the day before we did stories, and your unison was the thing that like fucked me up the most.
Oh, thank
I just
you.
Felt like it was you guys make one voice that's like a voice I've never heard before. You know, it's sort of like lots of times I'll think about like a band, how they feel timed together and how big their quarter note is. Mm-hmm. You know, like Ben Folds Five had a massive quarter note, just like the way they all splayed themselves across the beat was like big.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You guys have, your unison is so fucking special.
Wow, thank you.
I feel like I hear more about our unison than our harmony.
I do too.
But it's never been
really
something
like
I
where in comments
about.
And stuff.
Yeah.
A lot of people mention that a lot, which is honestly so cool.
Yeah, it's kind of like an unconscious. I think like none of us really realize that like that's actually pretty cool that when we sing unison, it's so locked. Like I feel
it's like equalized.
Yeah.
Can we get an example of this song in unison?
The whole thing.
Sure.
Or just all 4 minutes and 50 seconds.
No,
just like one verse. Yeah, one verse.
Okay.
I don't know the melody.
Yes, you do.
Okay.
Let's just try. It'll be hard.
Disclaimer. Okay. We don't know the melody.
Disclaimer. Sorry, we don't know
actually,
the melody.
If, even better if you guys have to kind of work on it for 2 or 3 minutes together. To like, I'd like to see what the process is like.
Ignore the cameras.
Ignore the cameras. Ignore us. Just like work on it together. Yeah.
Lock in. Do you want me to like sing it? Okay.
I just said they. Well, they know you used to sit and wonder why, babe.
If it knew it's too low by now.
And it ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe.
Wait, what is this part?
It'll never do somehow. He like speaks it.
It'll never do somehow.
When you rooster crows at the break of dawn, look out your window and I'll be gone. Mm-hmm. You're the reason I'm traveling on.
But don't think twice, it's all right. The song is hard because it's so much speaking.
It's a lot of speaking.
Yes. Yeah.
But I think so. We're like, in those sorts of situations where like we have to make very specific decisions as to like where do we like cut off or and like round what, off the word. Yeah. Like,
can I? So this is super nerdy, but like, what just happened is like, that's really special. Yeah. I kind of just wanted me and Ryan to shut up for like 5 minutes and just watch you guys actually like watch you work on that verse together. Okay. Is that okay?
Can we raise that?
I know, I was thinking that. I sort of wish we had a song that had like longer notes, but we don't have to change it.
You could try a different, I feel like some of these verses are more talky than others.
I kind of think that's perfect, cool? though, because then
let's
we get to watch you guys.
We can just keep it. Let's do it.
Okay. So I'm going,
well, it ain't. Okay.
Is that the melody? I don't know.
Are you guys like scooping into words and
well, it ain't. It doesn't matter.
Well, it ain't no use to sit and wonder why. Wonder why, babe.
Why, babe.
Why, babe.
Okay.
Well, it ain't.
Well, it ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe.
If you don't know by now.
Oh, that's fine. If and you don't know by now.
If and you don't know by now.
Okay.
And it ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe.
Wonder why.
I think so.
Wonder why, babe.
Wonder why, babe.
Wonder why, babe.
We could do that.
Okay.
And it ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe.
Wonder why.
Second one or first one?
Second one.
So this is the first one.
Well, it ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe. If and you don't know by now.
It's very low.
And it ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe.
That's cool.
It'll never do somehow.
Is that the same thing?
Let's just do it the same way.
It'll never do somehow.
When your rooster crows at the break of dawn.
Are we throwing it away?
Break of dawn.
Sure.
Yeah.
When your rooster crows at the break of dawn. When your rooster crows at the break of dawn. Look out your window and I'll be gone.
Okay, the timing I feel like is...
When your rooster crows at the break of dawn. Look out your window and I'll be gone. You're the reason I don't travel.
Yeah, you're
traveling. I don't know.
But that was cool.
You're subtle.
I'm traveling on.
Yeah. You're the reason I'm traveling on. Don't think twice.
Backtrack.
When your rooster crows at the break of dawn, look out your window and I'll be gone. You're the reason I'm traveling on. Don't think twice, it's all right.
Don't think twice, it's all right. Should we go from the top?
Traveling on.
I'm just kind of...
You're the reason I'm traveling on.
You want to hit a note?
Traveling on.
let's not do as talky so we can like...
Okay.
You're the reason I'm traveling on. Don't think twice, it's all right.
Okay, let's do the top.
Yeah.
Well, it ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe.
If you don't know by now, keep going.
And it ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe. It'll never do so well. When your rooster crows.
When your rooster.
Sorry.
When your rooster crows at the break of dawn. Look out your window and I'll be gone. You're the reason I'm traveling on.
On. You're the reason. That over and over is a little bit annoying.
I know, it's kind of weird.
You're the reason I'm.
You're the reason.
Yeah.
You're the reason I'm traveling.
I'm a traveler.
Yeah.
You're the reason. You're the reason I'm a traveling.
On.
I'm a traveler.
You're the reason I'm a traveler.
You're the reason I'm a
traveling on.
Don't think twice.
You're the reason I'm a traveler. I'm a traveler.
Yeah. Are you doing a little trills?
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay. You're the reason I'm a traveling on.
On. I'm sorry.
You're the reason I'm a traveling on. But don't think twice, it's alright.
Alright.
Alright. Don't, I can
just, don't, yeah. Maybe.
Don't think twice, it's alright.
Twice.
Yeah.
Don't think twice, it's alright.
I do like twice spoken, kind of.
Okay.
Don't think you guys, this is twice, it's alright.
Okay.
This song is difficult to sing.
It's kind of math. It's mathematical to figure it out.
Like, this is amazing.
It's not perfect
to watch.
But we're very meticulous with our...
Keep going.
This is perfect. I want you to keep... Yeah, I'd love to see you guys get the verse.
This is so weird to watch. Okay. We're like...
I mean, my mind is blown right now. This is amazing. Please keep going.
Okay,
roll it down.
It's well, it ain't...
Yeah,
okay. Okay. One, two, three.
Well, it ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe. If and you don't know by now. And it ain't no use to sit and wonder why. Babe.
Wonder why? Are you rushing?
Ain't no use to sit and wonder why. Babe.
No.
Wonder. Ain't no use to sit and wonder why.
Okay.
Wonder why. Ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe. It'll never do so now. When you're a rooster.
Let's get that.
What is the time?
When you're a rooster.
When you're a rooster. Crows at the break of dawn.
Dawn.
Break of dawn. Break of dawn.
Break of dawn. Break
when you're a rooster.
Crows at the break of dawn.
Yeah.
Look out your window and I'll be gone. You're the reason I'm a traveling on.
It seems better to me.
You're the reason I'm a traveling on.
On.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're the reason I'm a traveling on. But don't think twice, it's alright.
Yeah.
No, on. But at the end. Don't
for,
think twice, it's
alright. You're the reason I'm a traveling on. Maybe hold it out a little more.
You're the reason I'm a traveling on. Don't think twice,
yeah.
It's alright.
Yeah, that's nice.
Okay.
Okay. From the top.
Well, it ain't no
use. Oh,
one, two, right.
Well, it ain't no use to sit and wonder why.
That was alright.
Wonder why.
Wonder,
wonder
okay.
why. Wonder why.
One, two, three.
Well, it ain't no use to sit and wonder why.
Wow, I'm really confused.
Okay. Let's just do wonder why every
both
time.
Both times. Wonder.
I feel like for the sake of this,
the
maybe
second
yeah.
Is such a payoff though.
Wonder.
No, one, two,
well, it ain't no
why.
Use wonder.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Two, one, two, three.
Well, it ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe. If and you don't know by now. Well, it ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe. It'll never do somehow. When your rooster crows at the break of dawn. Look out your window and I'll be gone. You're the reason I'm a traveling on. But don't think twice, it's all right.
Twice, it's all
we're close. Right. We're close.
One more time, I think we
okay.
Have.
Yeah.
Wait, should we also, talk through it? Just once?
I feel like it's good.
Or no?
I know.
When you're a rooster.
Yeah.
When you're a rooster.
Crows at the break. And okay, let's keep going.
I know, but at the end.
Yeah.
I was kind of new, but don't.
Okay.
I like, but.
Yeah. Okay. One, two.
Well, it ain't. Oh,
well, it ain't.
Yeah.
And then, and it ain't.
Yeah. One, two, three.
Well, it ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe.
That's never clean.
Wonder.
What is the timing, though? Why. Wonder why.
But yeah. To sit and wonder why, babe. Wonder.
I think it's so fast that...
Ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe.
Let's just slow it down.
Yeah.
Okay, from the top.
One, two.
Well, it ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe. If and you don't know by now. And it ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe. It'll never do somehow. When your rooster crows at the break of dawn, look out your window and I'll be gone. You're the reason I'm traveling on. But don't think twice, it's all right.
One more time.
That was pretty close.
That was
we were kind of locked in.
That was good.
This is a really good exercise. Because I feel like, yeah, we don't do it like this.
No. I think that was good.
How is this different than what you would normally do?
Yeah.
No, it's not that different.
It's not different, but I feel like it's good. It's good.
Well, it's
practice
this,
for our unison.
Yeah, this plus trying to arrange
plus
and harmonize.
Splitting into harmonies and doing
so. So normally you wouldn't start with a unison for the whole thing.
No.
What would you normally do?
We'd start with unison,
the
and then maybe
happens,
like the
yeah.
second or third line would be like.
Okay, can we let's,
watch
let's
that?
Let's jump to that.
Yeah,
sure.
Let's
jump
see
to
what that.
That
looks like. Oh, okay. Shit. I just bumped your camera, Ryan. Let me look at it. No, you're good.
Okay. Still in frame.
Sorry, I burped.
Okay.
Well, now we like really have the phrasing down, which is good.
Well, it ain't no use to sit and wonder why.
Oh my God.
Sit and wonder.
Yeah.
Well, it ain't no use to sit and wonder why.
Oh, no,
maybe
babe.
Maybe we don't say babe, yeah.
Well, I feel like we should, though. Be? Yeah.
Babe or
babe.
Yeah.
Well, it ain't no use to sit and wonder why.
Fuck. What did...
Well, it ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe.
Maybe not.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Did I wonder...
It's weird.
Wonder.
Well, it ain't no use to sit and wonder why.
I keep breaking it.
Well, it ain't no use to sit and wonder why. If and you don't know by now. And it ain't no use to sit and wonder.
That's cool.
Sit and wonder why.
Yeah,
this is sit and wonder why.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what.
This is high now.
Sorry.
And it ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe.
I like that note, though.
Sit and wonder why,
babe. We can switch.
And it ain't no use to sit and wonder.
Do you want to switch?
Sure, yeah.
Okay. Wait, what are you doing before?
Ain't no use to sit and
wonder. Oh, just maybe that line and we switch.
Oh, sure. Okay. And it ain't no use to
sit and wonder why.
Sit and wonder why, babe.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that so?
Well, it ain't no use to sit and wonder why.
Yeah.
The one
well, it ain't no use to sit and wonder why. Is that where you flip?
Well, it ain't no use to sit and wonder.
Oh.
Yeah, sorry.
Well, it ain't no use to sit and wonder why.
Fuck.
And it ain't no use to sit and wonder why.
Sit and wonder why.
Okay, just so.
And it ain't no use to sit and wonder why.
Yeah.
Are
you saying babe?
She's saying babe.
Okay.
No, not anymore.
Oh, no.
No, you're saying babe.
And it ain't no use to wonder why, babe.
Yeah.
It'll never work so now.
And then we can switch right here.
When your rooster crows.
Yeah.
When your rooster.
When your rooster.
Yeah.
When your rooster crows at the break of dawn. Look out your window and I'm gone.
Wait, can we back
up? You guys are on my
so funny.
You're a high flyer. So incredible.
Wait.
So
run it back. I'm only flipping on that third line.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe. You know what I know. And it ain't no use to sit and wonder why.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't know when you're... Okay.
Yeah.
From the top?
Yeah.
Well, it ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe. If and you don't know by now. And it
it ain't no use. Sorry.
Say like the third line. De.
And it ain't no use to sit and wonder why. That just feels unnatural. And
it
ain't
wonder why. It said, sounds good.
I mean, wonder why.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm. 1, 2, 3. And it
ain't no use to sit. Sorry, what's the point? And it
ain't no use. Sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, we're starting from the top.
No,
When your rooster crows.
Yes.
When your rooster crows at the break of dawn,
look out your window and I'll be gone. Okay, then here we need something interesting, like a little.
Here we did. Sometimes we like to just change the whole thing. So this the regular thing
you're the reason I'm traveling.
You're the reason I'm traveling.
Yeah, because but the chord there, like,
it's kind of strange.
I can't remember what it does. I know it like goes to six at some point. But maybe we do like.
I like that. Should we all go up there, or no?
I can't.
We
go up
had
there.
Some other thing that. What did we do before? You just sort of did the melody. And then we all did traveling on together.
Traveling. Yeah.
You're the reason I'm. Should I keep doing that?
Yeah.
Okay.
The melody.
That's weird, right? Weird.
You're the reason. Where do you go from? You're the reason.
Yeah.
You're the reason.
Oh, that's good. I don't know. Or what are you singing?
I'm trying to figure. Wait.
I don't know if I like the.
I like the other one better.
You're the reason. I do like that.
Maybe I do that.
Yeah.
Go down. You're the reason I. Because it does.
You're the reason I. Yes, yes.
And then traveling
together.
You're the reason I'm traveling.
You're the reason I'm traveling.
Okay, what's the phrase in there?
You're the reason I'm a traveling.
You're the reason I'm traveling. Where are we meeting?
We don't really have to say the traveling.
You're the reason I'm traveling on. Someone set up.
I don't know if I like I'm on.
Traveling on.
I think it's nice if we hold it up.
On.
Yeah, wait, you don't know
So,
you're
right.
The reason I'm traveling on.
No, I know, but I don't know if I like that note. Should it be?
Where?
Traveling
on.
I like that.
I like
on.
It.
I think
okay. We can.
Wait, I have a question.
Don't think that's all right. That's fine. Don't
think I think it's either. Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, I have a question.
You're the reason. Maybe, actually, you're right.
Traveling on.
I'm not saying Because it was, I'm a...
Yeah, no, no, no,
You're
the reason I'm traveling on.
Yeah, okay. Maybe just travel.
Okay. You're the... Wait, what's the traveling on? Is it over here?
I think so.
Okay. Yeah.
But it doesn't have to be that.
We can. Let's try it.
Because I just feel like, all right, that makes it feel better.
I'm traveling on. Fuck. Divided.
You're the reason I'm traveling on.
I don't like that.
No,
yeah, you're
traveling
right.
Traveling on.
Yeah.
You're the reason I'm traveling on. Don't think twice, it's
all right. Don't think twice, it's all
right. Don't think twice, it's all right.
Yeah. All Wait, right. Okay, let's do it. Can we do it from the top?
From the top, yeah.
Sorry. Sorry, a little phlegm in my throat.
Oh, my God.
Well, it ain't.
The monster's out.
Yes.
Ready?
1, 2, 3.
Well, it ain't no use to sit and wonder why.
Ryan, the lyrics are gone.
The lyrics.
What?
It's like the maze game where the witch comes out.
Thank you. 1, 2, 3.
Well, it ain't no use to sit and wonder why.
Yeah.
That.
If and you don't know by now. And it ain't no use to sit and wonder why.
Sit and wonder why.
Sit and wonder.
I know, but I kind of like sit.
Yeah, I kind of like, wait, actually, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait,
and it ain't no, and it ain't no use to sit and wonder why.
Yeah, from the top.
One, two.
Well, it ain't no use to sit and wonder why.
I don't know if I like it there now.
Yeah, if it's going to be it somehow.
I know you just sit and wonder why. If and you don't know by now. And it ain't no use to sit and wonder why. It'll never do so loud. When your rooster crows.
Oh, sorry, that line did.
When your rooster crows at the break of dawn, look out your window and I'll be gone. You're the reason I'm traveling on.
Yeah. Can we do when your
rooster?
When, yeah, and then
take yeah, should we do a little slower?
Yeah.
When your rooster crows at the break of dawn, look out your window and I'll be gone. You're the reason I'm...
Oh, fuck.
You're the reason I'm...
Yeah.
When your rooster crows at the break of dawn, look out your window and I'll be gone. You're the reason I'm...
Fuck.
You're the reason I'm...
Yeah.
Dude, from there, yeah. Just there.
You're the reason I'm traveling on.
Traveling on.
You're the reason I'm
traveling. Yeah, snatch.
Okay.
You're the reason I'm.
My line. 1, 2, 3.
You're the reason I'm traveling on. Don't think twice.
Are we,
do we want harmony there?
I don't think
so. But don't think twice, it's all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's all right.
It's all right.
Say it. Don't think twice, it's all right. Okay.
From the top.
We, this time we this have to get a
it.
Good
this
rental.
Is this is it.
Should we
Sorry
do it
to
slow?
Bore you, everyone.
Okay, start
no,
filming.
This isn't boring.
Well, it ain't no use to sit and wonder why,
babe.
If and you don't know by now, well, it ain't no use to sit and wonder why,
babe.
It'll never do somehow. When your rooster crows at the break of dawn, look out your window and I'll be gone. You're the traveling on, but don't think twice, it's all right.
Wow.
Yay. Wow, it only took one time.
Yeah, it only took one time for us to do that. Not 30 minutes.
Improvised.
Anyway. There you go.
Oh my God.
I I don't know that I can describe what I just saw. I mean, I don't know that I could, like, break it down. How do you guys think about, how, like, I know you just did it, but, like, how would you describe
it? Wait, I can describe it. Okay, you can describe it. The crazy thing about you guys is how quickly and effortlessly you make decisions.
Yeah.
And how smoothly and kindly you assert your preference.
Yeah.
Like there were so many moments where, like, when you're talking about whether to end on the C or the A, you guys went to C. Sinha said, I don't know, maybe I like the A.
Yeah.
And then you guys said, no, I like the C. And then Sinha said, okay. And then Judah said, maybe you're right. And then you tried the
yes,
A.
Yes.
And then you all said, no, the C was right. Like that.
That's unfriendship.
That would take. That would take like a different group of three people.
Right.
Like the way that you all sort of like quietly asserted what you thought might be the best thing. And then the way that the other people said like, okay, let's try it. Let's give it a shot. Maybe you're right. Then you try, like you did all of that in 10 seconds.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's whereas cool.
In the process of however long it took to arrange that, you guys made like 500 decisions.
Yes.
That's probably true.
Yeah.
It may even be more than that. Actually, a lot of them were invisible to me. Yeah. I was trying to keep track of how fast you guys are going. And you would, like, one of you would, like, do a line. You'd be like, is it, or, and you'd be like, yeah, and then you do it. And you'd be like, how did you just all get that with each other?
We have our own language.
Yeah.
We've been doing this for 3 years where I feel like we don't really, if someone's like, I don't like that, no one's going to be mad about it. We're only trying to get it done.
It's always, we say, I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah. Sometimes I just go, I don't like that.
No.
And it seems no one's like offended. You found, like, nobody's ultimately compromising. Like, you're in search of the thing that you all like the most. And it seems like you guys always find it. Like,
I think so.
There's never a moment where Jude is like, okay, I don't like that as much, but I'll do it because you, like, you guys all actually end up agreeing.
Yeah, I feel like there's no way for us to be like, I know you don't like it and we're still gonna do it.
Yeah.
No.
I don't think we can, like, handle that, like, emotionally.
Yeah.
Then I would just feel bad the whole time.
Yeah, there's so much. Yeah, it'd be interesting to, like, for you guys to sit down and, like, do, we slow it down and do
scared.
Like a director's cut of, like, okay, look, here's what just happened in that millisecond.
That's so funny. Right. It probably is insane.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, there are so many little, like, unspoken things that you guys just, like, where you just look at each other and then you'll copy the thing, the way you say a word or the swoop down or the pause or elongating the word on, for example. Mm-hmm. But then there's also, like, you only said chords once in that whole period. Mm-hmm. Like, I think you maybe said it goes to the six.
Yeah.
There was only one mention of functional harmony in that entire 10 minutes that we just watched. So it does seem like it's just kind of coming from your ears. It's coming from what sounds good to you guys.
Yeah, I think so.
It's also like, I feel like when, I mean, especially in like a, I guess, general team setting, there is a sort of language to where I guess we could be like, okay, no, this, and then you're like, okay, I understand, and then they'll like do it back. And then, and also we've just been singing together for, feels like fucking,
I think we've gotten so used to like watching each other. Like, it feels so normal now to just like watch each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rather than like, Like, I think for so long we're not singing in group settings, and it was very much like individual. Like, we had to learn how to like be a group and like sing together. And now it really feels like we're just like one thing.
How did you meet each other? How did that happen?
At school.
At Berkeley.
At college.
I kind of want to tell a story.
Yeah, tell it.
I feel like I know it enough.
You know it now.
It all started long, long ago. Yeah. Me and Maya were, well, I dropped out of Berkeley. Let me say this first.
Maya and I. Go ahead.
Maya.
Whoa. Not after he said he dropped out of Berkeley.
Right. Clearly dropped out.
You fucking ways.
How does somebody get fired twice in one episode? Right. You're fired again.
Sadia's colored. Judah's uneducated. You're really just
wow,
on a roll now.
All right. Wow. Couple words in my mouth. Couple words in my mouth.
Jeez Louise. Where is the inclusivity?
That's so insane.
Maya and I started school in the pandemic.
Yeah.
And, you know, you only could really talk to people online because classes weren't in person. And this white girl followed me on Instagram. I was like, oh my God, hey, who's this? It was Maya Ray. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we were like, oh, you can sing. Oh, you can sing. Right. Let's hang out when we get to school.
So were you guys both making, like, individual singing videos on your own Instagrams?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. And you were fans of each other's voices.
Yes, we were fans of each other's. I didn't know who she was, mm-hmm. Senya. I didn't know who she was until I got to school. But I guess fast forward, that was like, I guess, fall of 2020. And then spring of 2021, beginning of 2021, like school was like hybrid. So we were like
hybrid
on
semester.
Campus.
Mm-hmm.
And we all happened to be in the same dorm building, which, side note,
is kismet.
Crazy.
True.
Because truly you couldn't fake. Hang out with anyone outside of
no.
your own
Whoa.
Dorm building.
Exactly.
And if you know Berkeley, there's what, like five different
yeah.
places
yeah.
to live?
So we could have been in any different place and yeah. hadn't met each other for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But we were in the same building. And so Maya invited me to her room.
After we had to quarantine for like
yeah.
10 days.
And why'd you invite him over?
She, well, okay. Yeah, we want to know this. Okay.
Let me preface by saying.
She didn't know I was gay.
I thought he was so cute via
That's
Instagram.
Fine.
What?
No, I'm not gay actually. But she didn't know.
I had a feeling. It
she
really
had a feeling
is not
when
that
she
deep.
Met
Everyone's
me, she
like,
was like,
you were so in love with Judah. I was like, no, I wasn't. Obviously, he's handsome. I was like, he's
but,
handsome.
Oh, she's pretty. Oh, she's good. Crazy.
Okay.
Anyways, joking.
Cut the cameras.
Maya was like, let's sing. And I was like, yeah,
I thought
that's
he was talented.
Great.
Okay,
and I
was
really, really nervous, actually.
Do I come into the story ever?
Give me a second. I'm getting there.
And then eventually, Cindy showed up.
But hold on. So let me. Okay, so that was how me and Maya met.
Yeah. Because I had a crush on him.
How long were you guys dating before?
We were dating for people thought we were dating for so long.
People think we're all dating.
Yeah, people think
thruple.
We're
Which
we're
is
not.
Just hilarious.
Do we dispel the myth
we're
of the thruple
besties.
Or should we keep it going?
We're just best friends. We're a thruple. Anyway,
Confirmed.
This episode is about polyamory.
Right, this is about polyamory. This is why we work so well together because we have chemistry in romance.
That's good.
No, but that's how me and Maya met. Yeah. And then there was a whole nother story, had nothing to do with me actually. But Maya, in our dorm building, there was like a toilet paper roll handle that apparently people didn't know how to
the
use.
Holders
it was so
were
difficult
a little confusing.
To use, but I figured it out literally the first day.
They were a little ancient looking.
They didn't figure it out, and so
I was confused.
Senya posted on her story. She was like, "Oh my God, does anybody know how to use the toilet paper roll handle thing?"
So, guys, I really
and
have
Maya
to
slid up.
Please help me.
I was like, "OMG, I don't know how to use it."
You're right. Like on the John.
she's literally taking shit. Like,
guys, I'm in stall four.
Please.
she posted it, and then Maya, I guess, got into her DMs and was like, I don't know how to use it, and they were like, let's be friends.
Maya didn't offer any help. She was like, I don't know either.
Like, I'm also confused, so let me know if you figure it out. And she was like, I did.
And then she sent her a video, and then they started talking.
It was like a whole vlog on how to use it. It actually wasn't that complicated.
Right.
We just, anyway.
Exactly. Anyways, so the night that me and Maya hung out, Maya was also talking to Senya that same day and was like, hey, my friend's coming over. Do you want to come over and sing whatever? So Senya comes over. Also, we're not even allowed to do this. You're only allowed
this
to have one extra guest in your room.
Yeah, so don't tell them.
So, don't tell Berkeley.
Sorry, Berkeley.
Yeah.
But then Senya came. That's when I met Senya.
So this is
like,
all thanks to me is essentially what we're saying.
This is kind of the...
So if that toilet... If that toilet paper handle
no, it's thanks to me.
Had worked,
right.
You guys would never have
Whoa.
Met.
If I was
That's
any
true.
Smarter,
my
just
eye
It's so. True.
Wow.
But yeah, and then we all sang together, and I found out that my dorm room was right across from Senya's and directly above me. Maya's.
Whoa.
Which was really cool.
Crazy.
Whoa.
So
it was perfect.
So you could have installed a fireman's pole.
Totally.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm just remembering this now.
Would you stomp?
I'm scared.
I would stomp.
Oh, I don't think I heard
and
you.
And Kaya, Maya's roommate.
Would be Maya like, and Kaya.
Fuck, it's stomp. Mm-hmm. Right.
Wow.
Cool. Mm-hmm. So many like...
Shout out.
Like things that are but yeah, I would actively stomp on purpose.
That's sweet.
Wow. Just to piss her off or
just to fuck with her, you know.
And then, but how did you guys discover that you were good at singing together?
We didn't.
We just kind of, semester, yeah, we were kind of just like continuously singing and like we would sing in the stairwell, mm-hmm. which I also don't think was allowed. Apparently, I heard that now, but anyway.
Those are the first videos, right?
Yeah.
In the stairwell.
Yeah. So we would like go, because we sung that first night just like for fun, like singing. We actually.
That video is so funny.
Sung Casey Musgraves. It was very like we are individual singers trying to sing together, but like it was definitely the first glimpse of like, oh, this is fun, like we can sing harmonies and like this is so cool,
which I had never experienced before.
How is it different to be individual singers versus trying to sing together? What is different about that?
It's so different.
I feel like the objective is different.
Yeah.
I feel like singing by yourself, you're sort of telling whatever story the song is or whatever song you wrote is supposed to be telling, but
yeah,
I feel like when it's with other people, especially like this intimate of a group, I feel like the objective is to like become something other than yourself individually. Yeah.
Watching you guys sing and arrange together, it felt like you're all so mindful of the sound of the whole. It's like you're all standing above a pot of soup, contributing your own ingredient, but tasting the soup at the same time.
Yeah. That's awesome.
And you're able to just make the thing happen.
Yeah. I think that's honestly how it feels. Because I also feel like it's not like any of us are like stripping away who we are as individual singers to make this thing.
Yeah.
It's like we're using our strength as individual singers, but also listening and like trying to create this new one thing.
Yeah. It's not about each of you individually. Yeah. It's about the sound
of the whole new thing.
It's the whole.
It's Rory.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so what do you notice when you listen back to that first recording? What do you notice about it that is not that? Because you said the first recording feels like individuals.
Totally.
I think there was definitely
there's so much vibrato.
Yeah. I think there's a level of discomfort because we didn't know each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there was no like unified thing happening.
I think it was just kind of like just seeing what happens. I think it was like sort of a discovery situation happening where I feel like as now we like know we know. Someone is calling me. Oh. It's probably my mother.
Let's answer it.
Was it a slow process to get there? Or did you like get there pretty quickly as you learned each other's?
It was kind of... It wasn't slow, but it wasn't fast. And I also don't think that it was very conscious.
Yeah.
I don't think we ever were like, let's aim to like sound like this thing. I don't think it was ever like that. I think it just sort of fell into...
Yeah.
Were there epiphanies? Were there tiny epiphanies along the way to Tiny Habits? Did you like, if you could go back... And talk to each other the night of the toilet paper roll. Would you, and give yourself like a little tidbit that would save you a lot of stress over your evolution? Is there any advice that you would give to baby Tiny Habits?
I don't know. I don't really have many regrets.
Honestly, me neither. I feel like it all happened the way it was supposed to happen.
If anything, I do remember after that first semester meeting them, because we only made like 3 or 4 videos. And I remember going home for the summer being like, the highlight of my whole semester was like meeting these two and singing with them. Like that was the thing that I was so excited about, like returning in the fall and doing that more. So if anything, like it would be like to do this sooner. Like it took us a whole year from when we met to like make the Instagram account and like be a band. And I would just like, I wish that we got to it sooner because it's just like.
What video did we make when amazing. We did it, when we started again?
When we started
in the fall?
The band?
No.
Oh, we did it.
We did the Yebba song.
The Yebba song.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
Too so fun. Good.
Yeah. I just remember, like, I remember there was, like, a FaceTime, because I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
Until, like, when I went home. Also, TMI, I had the craziest summer that summer.
I remember
it was
that.
Really bad summer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I remember, like, us having some sort of FaceTime call, and I was like, oh wait, no, like I have to get back to Boston. Like even if I don't go back to school, like I have to go back to Boston. Like
we were also just such good friends. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you guys pretty close? Do you ever get in arguments? Like
all the time.
Yeah. And how do you, what is that like? And how do you resolve them?
We don't really let tension build, I feel like.
Yeah.
I feel like we're pretty quick to check each other and even check ourselves. I feel like we're like, someone said something that was like, okay. And then like they're the person that's also like, that was mean. I'm sorry that I said that.
Yeah.
While also being someone being like, you're fucking mean. But
yeah,
I think we've like developed a pretty solid communication between each other.
I think so too.
Sure, that seems like it.
I think we kind of had to. Like, I feel like, I mean, just because as we've gotten closer over the years, like naturally that's just happened because like we got more comfortable with each other. Like we know each other more, of course, but also
we're also together all the time.
We spend so much time together all the time.
And also like within like the, like because of what we're doing and like, you know, touring and our careers are intertwined with our friendships. Like that is just something that like you naturally have to be aware of and open to communicating and doing all that, because at the forefront of everything, like we've talked about this all the time, like our friendship is the most important piece of this, and that's why we started this band in the first place, and that's like why we do it, and like we love the music we make. So like in front of everything else, like our relationship is like the most important
because we're a throuple.
Because
you're a throuple.
Right.
So how much of your time then is like spent together, like the three of you?
Literally
all of it.
Almost every single
day. At least like
of...
4 or 5 hours out of the day.
Yeah.
Every day.
Every day.
Yeah. Except for like maybe weekends.
Like doing what? Like arranging or?
Everything. Arranging, writing.
Music,
touring.
Talking, gabbing.
You guys are about to go on tour with James Taylor.
Yes.
When this comes out, you may already be on tour with James Taylor. Yep. So let me ask you, how is your tour with James Taylor going? When
how
this
is
drops.
It?
Going
well. Oh my God.
It's going amazing.
It's going pretty awesome.
It's going so well. I can just feel
me
it.
And James,
that's going to be so fun. And you guys are singing with him. He's going to like incorporate you guys into the...
How do you know that?
I've an inside source, perhaps.
What the heck?
Whoa. Yeah, okay, I think we might be doing that.
So we're going to move on to our patron only part of the episode. But before we do, I want to ask you guys, what's a song you've been listening to recently that you like?
Pulling
I gotta
out my
check.
Phone.
Whenever someone asks me that, I suddenly don't know
I don't
anything.
Either.
Could be a new song, could be an old song.
What songs have come out these days?
I'm looking at your very last song.
I don't have my phone.
Jack, you got something?
I do.
You got a song, Rick?
I do.
You know, I've been really into Role Model.
Yeah?
Wow.
And
is there a specific song?
I'm trying to think. Sally, when the wine runs out.
Sally!
Sally! That feeling's coming around.
A lot of the songs that I've been listening to recently or like that I've discovered are actually older songs.
Yeah.
And I found a new Weepy song last night.
Weepy song.
Same Changes.
Nice.
What's it on?
It's
I'm obsessed with the Weepies.
Me too.
I don't think I've heard this
Morning Glory.
This cover.
Deb Talon is incredible.
She
We're big Weepies.
She's everything to me.
That's awesome. What about you, Senia?
I've really been liking this Baird EP.
So lost a bird when you win a bit of dirt. Easy on them turns, easy on them turns. I put a little skin down somewhere on the curves. Just a little spin out, and it's got a line like. So lost a bird when you win a bit of dirt. Push it off, man. It's a little burn. I could cough and a little dirt.
Jack, what you got?
I'm going to go with some OG stuff that I love.
Okay, let's call OG.
The band is called The Streets.
Whoa.
And the song is called Don't Mug Yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And they did a video maybe like 20 years ago directed by Michel Gondry. And I just revisited this song and it holds up. It's so fresh.
Wow.
It's so good. He was like, he wasn't ahead. He was just so unique
right.
that wow. it's it's timeless, and it's so fun, interesting sounds. His rhythm is unlike anything I've ever heard. It's like I don't understand his sense of rhythm. He's really conversational with his rapping, but also I can't describe it. You just have to hear it. Don't Mug Yourself by The Streets. Amazing.
Honestly, it's not like that. You're acting like I'm prancing like a sap, jumping when she claps and that. Oi, do you really think I act whack? Because I'm telling you, I'm serving the aces and it's game, set, and match. Perfectly in control of this goal. I've got the lead role, won't be folding. I'm older than you told. Girl sold, high speed's gold. Game over, too cold.
Cool.
Don't Mug Yourself.
Ryan?
That's a good title. Let's see. Have you guys heard the new Perfume Genius record?
No, but I keep hearing about it.
What do you get from the stretch in your eyes and that you leave me spiraling with no one to hold? Combing the floor with the light from a cigarette. Something was making you sick in your head.
Wasn't that song great?
That was so good.
Wow.
That was amazing.
Wow.
Loved that song.
Guys, what a treat to have this window
Ryan.
Into the Tiny Habits arranging process.
Man.
I learned a lot. Jack, did you learn a lot?
I learned so much, and I'm so grateful to you guys. And we're going to keep talking to you.
We're going to keep talking to you.
Over on our Patreon.
Over on our Patreon, we're going to talk about one of your guys' favorite arrangements that you've done, which is Hide and Seek, famous vocoder-esque song from the OC. Shout out OC, Marissa Forever. Okay, thank you guys for watching. This has been Dead Wax.